This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's new style of open primaries might be reshaping state politics. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what recent election results might tell us.
Colorado has allowed unaffiliated voters to participate in the Republican or Democratic primaries since 2018. The idea was that these more moderate voters could help to select more moderate candidates, and that may have been the case in Tuesday's Republican contests. Former Republican Governor Bill Owens.
The unaffiliateds performed that role. They helped moderate the process and give us much better candidates in November.
Unaffiliated voters made up a third of the GOP electorate this round. That's a significant jump, and many said they filled out Republican ballots in order to vote against election conspiracy theorists. And most of those candidates lost. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
After more than a decade of flat raises, professors earning tenure at CU will see pay increases that should help retain more faculty. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Starting this month, the raise for tenured associate professors will increase from $2,000 to $6,500. Raises for those promoted to full professor will increase from $3,000 to $10,500. The budget also calls for increasing stipends for graduate students and raising minimum salaries for teaching professors and clinical faculty. The University of Colorado Board of Regents approved the pay increases as part of next fall's budget. State funding for the CU system for the coming year rose 10%. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver is getting ready to reopen its popular e-bike rebate program. The city plans to release another batch of 2,000 discounts on July 11th. Half of those will be set aside for income-qualifying Denverites who can claim a $1,200 rebate on e-bikes at select local shops. Anyone can apply for a $400 rebate. The incentives are funded by a sales tax for climate change programs that voters approved in 2020. Sunny this morning, then a good chance for rain across much of Colorado this afternoon. This is CPR News.